Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, everyone all set? Cocked, locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Daniel, thank you for engineering at GCN Live, GCNLIVE.com, Genesis Communications Network. Class, you can listen to us on Rents Radio. Jeff Rentz's network, R-E-N-S-E, radio.com. The Ron Gibson Channel on Odyssey and BitChute. Ron Gibson, R-O-N, first name, last name Gibson, G-I-B-S-O-N. Ron Gibson. And Todd Waits' network, the Global Star Radio Network, Galaxy 19, and the satellite. And also a telephone listen line provided by Global Star Radio Network, and that's 605-615-1815, 605-615-1815. And you can listen to USA Prepares on that telephone number while we are live, which is between the hours of 9 through 11 a.m. Central Time. Dr. Norman Shealy is with us. Welcome, Dr. Shealy. Let's see. Dr. Shealy, are you there?
Well, I said good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Dr. Shealy. Dr. Shealy, it's great to hear your voice. And we also have Frank Pacheco in Canada. Welcome, Frank.
Hi, how are you, Dr. Shealy?
Great, thank you. Hope you're well.
Dr. Shealy, Frank has a few questions for you, and so do I, medical questions.
Okay.
The first question that I think our class would like to know that has been burning in my mind for a long time, who blew up the medical system? And what I mean is when I was a young boy in the 1950s and the 1960s, a parent could call the doctor's office and say, I'd like to make an appointment for my child, and you could have an appointment tomorrow. And if the parent said, he's really sick, he needs to come see you sooner, they'd say, well, bring him right in. Not we'll make it in the afternoon, bring him right in. And then, not only that, Dr. Shealy, the cost of a doctor's visit, and I know this for a fact, was $7, S-E-V-E-N. And many times, if the doctor wanted you to have a prescription, it would be put in a small cardboard box. The instructions for taking that medicine would be put right on the box, and you would leave with that box of medicine right then and there. And it could be penicillin. And if you did need a pharmacy-type prescription, it might be $4 or $3. Who blew it up, Dr. Shealy?
Well, the government. I mean, I can't put it to one person because it was a bureaucracy that created the problem.
Okay, and did the health insurance complex aid and abet the blowing up of the medical system?
It was basic, essential, cooperative.
Mm-hmm. So am I right that it was the government working in concert with the big insurance companies, which now stand right between us and our doctors? Is that right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
It's a mess.
Mm-hmm. And I know that if... person needs a doctor's appointment. If you have an emergency, they'll get to it right away, probably mid-next month. That's what happens. Well, that's true. I mean, literally, Dr. Shealy, it's absolutely 100% true. Unless you get someone to haul you into the emergency room of a hospital, it's going to be quite a wait. Yeah. Frank, did you have some... Third, yes. Dr. Shealy just said the words third-party rape, R-A-P-E. And that's the title of his book. You can look it up, Third Party Rape by Dr. Norman Shealy. So we now have an insurance, I guess an oligopoly in between us and care. And it never used to be there. You just call the doctor. As a matter of fact, Dr. Shealy, I know for a fact that parents used to be able to call the doctor with an emergency, and the doctor would show up in the middle of the night. Do you remember doing that, Dr. Shealy?
Oh, of course. For years, you know, I'm a bit older than you. In the good old days, we were not a child.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In the bad old days, by the time I got to government, and the crooked people took over,
mm-hmm.
it was gone.
And I don't think it's going to be easily fixed until the second American Revolution and the second Civil War get into full or top gear. And I believe it. I believe it's already started, Dr. Shealy. I believe it, and I've said this in the past, that the second American Civil War combined with the second American Revolution has started. It's just on simmer. It's not on boil yet, but it's working toward boil very, very quickly. And what I mean by that is our cities are in chaos. The police don't want to show up. You know, if you have a burglary in some cities, they'll say, well, you know, we don't do that anymore. If you have a robbery, they don't do that anymore. But if there's a gun involved and someone is holding up a bank, then they'll come. But other than the normal things that they used to help us with, they don't do that anymore. And you can look it up, class. It's all over the Internet. Frank Pacheco, you have some questions for Dr. Norm Shealy. I think that I saw a glimpse of them this morning in the letter you wrote me via email. Would you like to share them with Dr. Shealy?
I do. First of all, I want to thank Dr. Shealy in behalf of all the students who have listened to you for many, many, many years. Vince, don't get jealous, but it was Dr. Shealy who got me hooked on U.S. Prepares class. I remember many, many years ago kind of tuning in, and all of a sudden this gentleman is talking about things, and I found it so interesting. And, of course, the next day I tuned and tuned and became an obviously an avid listener to the U.S. Prepares class. So, Dr. Vince, Shealy, thank you so, so much for all the information. I know you probably will find this funny, but and I don't want to take too much time because probably Vince has other questions, but one of the things that I still do to today is you telling us how powerful our mind is. And for our students out there, I used to have the worst time getting up in the morning and falling asleep because in my trade, I was always wondering, did I repair it? Did I leave a gas valve on? Did I leave a gas valve off? But, you know, your concept of the power of the mind, and especially that phrase, my legs feel heavy and warm. Well, Dr. Shealy, I usually open my eyes around 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. I sit in bed, and I go through my whole body for every part of my body. And it's so beautiful getting up in the morning and going through your whole body and feeling so, like, alive. Sometimes Mrs. Pacheco, my wife, says, okay, how many coffees have you had this morning? But it has nothing to do with coffee. It's just I went through that whole process and made me feel so good.
Well, congratulations.
Sorry?
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that. Now, I did send a letter because one of the things that you, because Alzheimer's kind of runs in my family, and I believe it's a bit hereditary. And you kind of talked a lot about the ibuprofen being a good thing to take to help with that. Is that still in your thoughts?
Absolutely.
Beautiful. Then I don't feel bad. Yeah, I take about a half of a dose every night, and it's been absolutely great. So I'm glad that that's still on page and so on and so forth. So, yes, Vince, that's so. And the other one that I was a Sura Pentatesta, which is also an inflammatory, but that's a natural one. Do you agree with that too? Is that a good, nice vitamin to take?
Absolutely.
Serrapeptase.
Yeah. Yep. Serrapeptase.
Mm-hmm. Serrapeptase. Okay. Anyway, other than that, Dr. Sheila, thank you. I still follow you. Just in case the class wonders, you can still follow Dr. Sheila on YouTube. I love you and your son, Dr. Sergey. You have a beautiful little YouTube educational channel, and so yes, Vince, he was the reason why I'm listening to you, and I guess if we had to go forward, he's the reason why I'm here today.
yeah, and Dr. Shilley, Frank was in class as a student for quite some time, years, and he called in, and I liked him so well that I asked him to come back, came back, and he did such a wonderful job teaching us about appliances and the repairs and what goes wrong with appliances and how to make them last longer, that he became a full-time instructor. So that's the story about Frank Pacheco. Well, he's got 40 years of experience. And, you know, actually, not one of us is a spring chicken here at USA Prepares. Not one.
just a few years older than all the rest.
Well, Dr. Shuley, are you 91?
92 and a half.
92 and a half. Dr. Shuley, COVID. I'm reading more and more information on the internet about COVID and how devastating it has been to so many people, including people who have contracted COVID and have lost their lives as a result of it. I'm talking about people who were healthy. Things like heart attacks and strokes. Would you like to address that, please?
No question whatsoever. 2.5 years ago, I hugged someone who had the COVID shot, and I had a heart attack. 2 days later, a month later, I hugged him, and 4 days later, I woke up unable to speak at all, and I got a stroke right through the speech center.
And do you attribute that directly to the COVID-19 vaccination? And COVID itself?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Unequivocal attack on my body.
Yeah. That's very, very sad. And none of it had to happen, right? Because COVID is man-made, right?
Right.
Is that right? COVID is man-made?
Absolutely. Trickster-made.
Yeah. Yeah. And our government was complicit, and so was the Chinese government, working in concert to reduce population. Dr. Shuley, Frank, and I will be right back after these few short commercial announcements.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. xtendovite.com. That's xtendovite.com.
Extend your life with Xtendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
That's Dr. Norm. Sheila's with us. Frank Pacheco's with us. And Dr. Shealy's with us for the rest of this segment till the bottom of the hour. Dr. Shealy, what is it that you have done that helped you survive these massive, massive COVID attacks on your body? What is it that got you through?
Vitamin C. Vitamin C.
Vitamin
IV.
C. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Intravenous vitamin C. And is there anything else that I guess what I'm hearing you say is that you built your immune system, and it was really good to begin with, and then you used more vitamin C to fend off this
right.
massive attack of the man-made COVID virus.
Mm-hmm. It's the best in the world.
And so if So if someone gets COVID, what do you recommend that person? What should that person do?
Get an IV of 50 grams of vitamin C immediately.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Class, I've done this at Dr. Shealy's office, and Dr. Shealy had the IV needle in his hand, and he stuck it in my wrist, and we had a drip, drip, drip of what I would refer to as a Myers, M-Y-E-R-S cocktail, which is 50 grams of vitamin C in about 500 mils of solution, along with some vitamin B complex, and it absolutely works. Dr. Shealy, I would refer to it as the fountain of youth. What is your reaction to that when you're well? It's the fountain
absolutely.
Of youth.
Absolutely. You take a pill every morning, also called youth formula, which is vitamin C and Tiborix. God, sex with it.
Okay, and what Dr. Shuley just mentioned was, and I follow this this protocol. It is vitamin C, and his brand of vitamin C is called Dr. Shuley's Youth Formula. Youth Formula.
Well, and the store carries it. My store carries it.
Yes, and if you would like to go to Dr. Shuley's online store, you go to normshuley.com, normshuely.com, normshuely.com, and you can buy the youth formula there. And Dr. Shuley and his son are kind enough to offer our class a 15% discount. And all you do is type in USA Preparers 15, and that will give you the 15% discount. And that is very kind of you, Dr. Shuley, to do that. And you also recommend vitamin B complex. I heard you say that as well, I believe. So
right.
Vitamin, your youth formula, which is vitamin C plus MSM, which I take, and your vitamin B complex, which is called Dr. Shuley's Essentials. And
right.
Take that as well. And what happens, Dr. Shuley, if you take vitamin C without taking vitamin B complex? What are the negative complications?
Well, you're going to be deficient, and you don't have optimal results.
Mm-hmm. And what about kidney stones with vitamin C without vitamin B complex?
Yes, absolutely possible.
Yeah. So to make sure that you don't have to go through having kidney stones removed, make sure you take the vitamin B complex with the youth formula. And that's what I do. And then, Dr. Shuley, what else did you do? Is hydration really important when you're fending off COVID?
Of course. A drink.
Okay, how about,
lots of water.
Okay. How about sunlight?
Well, anytime you're available, get out in the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Bake in it.
You know, Dr. Shuley, when I don't feel well, and I think this is it's kind of universal, when most people don't feel well, they don't want to get up and do anything. They just want to collapse and lie in bed and hope that it goes away. How important is movement when you're sick?
Well, I do at least 1 hour a day of physical movement.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So at 92 and a half, Dr. Shuley's going strong. He'll be back with us next Monday for the first two segments between 9 o'clock and 9:30. And if you have any questions you'd like me to ask Dr. Shuley, send them to instructor at USA Prepares, and I'll make sure that I ask them for you. Thank you very
Wellness
much, Dr. Shuley.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
News update. Early results from Russia's presidential election showed President Vladimir Putin has won with 88% of the vote. His victory was all but guaranteed with no real challengers to his re-election and his iron grip on the political system inside Russia. It means Putin's war against Ukraine will continue. One former top U.S. politician says she's worried former President Trump might hand key intel over to U.S. adversaries like Russia once he begins receiving classified classified materials as the presumptive Republican nominee.
Hopefully those advising him would say, don't share this with the Russian foreign minister, as he did in the Oval Office.
Former Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on with CNN's State of the Union Sunday. Of course, Trump's already facing federal criminal charges for allegedly keeping classified documents from U.S. government record keepers who wanted them back. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. God, you're
take my when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Frank's with us. And, class, you know, Dr. Shealy, I believe, I could be wrong, but I don't think so. I believe Dr. Shealy is the most senior person on radio, teaching about medicine on radio at 92 and a half. I don't know of a single medical doctor who is 92 and a half or more senior than that who is teaching on the radio. I don't know anybody. And so I just want to thank Dr. Shealy for that. Frank, I called a big box store about appliances, and I just wanted to get it from them what their impression is. Who buys these things? Who buys these new appliances, and why do they buy them, and what do they buy? And so I talked to someone who appeared to be quite knowledgeable, probably a manager of the appliance department at one of these really big box stores. And I said, so you know, before I come in and look at them, what do you recommend? What brand, in terms of a refrigerator, what brand refrigerator-freezer combo, what do you recommend? This lady said LG. LG. They're the highest rated. And I said, okay. And what about second? What would be next? She said General Electric. That's a really old name, and people, you know that name, so they're comfortable with that name. And I'm thinking, China for LG, China for General Electric, because General Electric is not a U.S. company anymore. All the tooling was sold to China. And they become really lightweight. I mean, heck, I can carry probably around two refrigerators all by myself. I'm kind of joking, but you know, they become really light. And I said, so all right. And what do we do with our old one? She said, well, we can take that away. And I said, is there a charge for that? Yes, $50. I'm thinking, okay. So I have to pay to have the old one removed. And how about the new one? Do you have them in stock? And she said, well, we have one. If you're looking for a washing machine, we have one. It's the basic one with an agitator. It's the lowest cost one. We have one of those in stock. But other than that, you order it. You come into the store and you order it, and then we'll bring it to you in about a week. So they don't have any in stock. She said 98% of their sales of appliances are you buy it there or you buy it online, and then it's delivered. You just can't go to the big box store with your pickup truck and say, can you get me one of these out of the back? Because there are none in the back. And then I asked, so who makes the decisions? And she said, well, I said, is it the husband? Is it the wife? Who makes these decisions? And she said, well, the wife is the one who approves the decision. So really now, it's the wife, the lady, the gal, is the one who really makes the decision as to what it is, because she's giving the approval, according to this person that I spoke with. And then my last question was, what goes into the equation to buy an appliance? What are the main criteria? And she said, price and features. Now think about this, class, price and features. And that absolutely positively makes sense, because number one, if it's too high of a price, it's a no-go. They're not going to sell it if the price is too high. So it has to be within the price range that the customer is looking for. But the next thing is features. Exactly what we've been talking about here at USA Prepares. It's the features. It's not the durability. It's not the serviceability. It's not the longevity. It's not the practicality. It's the features. More bells, whistles, buttons. And I don't believe that the customers fully understand the cost of ownership of that new feature-packed appliance that they're buying. Like, 8 times the cost for the pods for detergent for the dishwasher. More expensive laundry detergent, because you can't use the same old cheap stuff like we use. You know, the powder, because it won't work with the new washing machines. You've got to use the new high-efficiency detergent. Frank, does this sound like...
Well...
what's your reaction to all that? Do you think that's all correct?
Well, Vince, a number of things. I've been in the industry for 40 years, and there's some good points and bad points there. And I've gone through the whole thing. I've had a second-hand appliance. I used to have a new appliance store, reconditioned appliance, so on and so forth. You know, in my history of 40 years, part of the biggest problem, Vince, is that our manufacturers became complacent. What do I mean by that, Vince? For many, many years, Vince, I could go to a customer's house. It would be the same machine, the same pump, the same belt, the same one, so forth. A GE machine was a GE machine made in Canada, made in the United States. And all of a sudden, these offshore companies like LG, Samsung. And by the way, LG stands for life good. I don't know if you know that. And then they start bringing these appliances. Now, I have to admit, Vince, that when these appliances start coming in, at the beginning, they were pretty cheap and made my second-hand appliance store disappear because I couldn't compete against what was being brought in. But all of a sudden, Vince, these appliances became very, very attractive to the eye with lots of features, which is what the person you're talking to says, yeah, no, you go into a Costco store and you look down the line and you say, but it's a Samsung. Now, and it's too bad, Vince. It's too bad that these manufacturers offshore, Samsung, LG, cannot put inside the product a better product, because it does hurt have a freezer that you paid almost $3,000 and it has an internal leak and there's nothing you can do about it. There's no reason for that. In the olden days, freezers and fridges went forever and ever and ever. Now, the other thing that I want to say about which is the most popular, what they sell the most, events, it becomes how much is a seller getting up front or in back. There's different ways of manufacturers selling appliances. So, I mean, I know I read an article. There's sometimes they're just dumped here and for such a price that you you can't believe. And so they become a very popular item to push and sell. And so our students should be aware of that, that these things happen behind the scenes that they don't know.
You're talking about end-of-year money, back-end money, those kinds of things?
That's right. That's right.
Right. And that happens with cars, too, Klaus. So when, you know, if the salesman says, well, I'll tell you what, look, let me just show you our invoice. I'll sell it to you at cost. And the customer might say, wow, I mean, I can get it for what the dealership pays for it. Well, that's what the dealership pays for until the dealership gets the end-of-the-year money back from the manufacturer. And that's based on volume and performance, and so there's refunds that the dealer gets, so they can sell it at cost and still make a lot of money. It's absolutely true, and that's what Frank is talking about. So Frank, I look at Facebook Marketplace. My only reason for going there is to buy things for the farm, but I do research, and my research tells me that people are buying appliances expecting them to last longer, and then they say things like, well, I bought it, and it's 2 years old, and I can't get the parts for it, or I can't get anybody. One guy is selling his, he has exactly the same thing that we have, a Frigidaire side-by-side, I shouldn't say that, all freezer and all refrigerator that are two units placed side by side with a trim kit to make it look like it's one great big unit, like a Sub-Zero or something like that. And it's not. It's two separate 17 cubic foot units. And his refrigerator quit, and he's selling it and the freezer because no one will come out and fix the refrigerator. No one will fix it, meaning it's got a compressor problem. So he said we bought a new set, because we couldn't get a replacement refrigerator to match the one that broke. That's another thing. So, Frank, these are $6,000. If you roughly with tax, $3,000 for the refrigerator and $3,000 for the freezer. And then the $700 for the trim kit. It's darn expensive. And you can't get it fixed. And I guess what I'm saying is the customers have no idea when they buy them, that they have walked into a trap with no repair, no servicemen, that they're going to be able to find, except in Canada where you are. You're the only guy that's going to do it.
Well, no, we, one of the events, is when I was a teacher, and we had, our college had programs where we went out and tried to sell the trades that our college used to trade. And I remember events sitting there with my little booth, my little compressor, and I saw this bunch of people, a bunch of students from high school or whatever, they're coming to decide which career they were going to take. And I'm seeing these this kind of procession of students. And all of a sudden, they just passed by me. And beside me was the hairdressing class. And they all went there to get information how to become hairdressers. I'm not putting hairdressers down because they're very important. I use them to cut my hair. But it's like somehow there is no interest in being an appliance repair person. Yet, Vince, it's been one of my beautiful jobs. It's mechanical. It's social. It's reasonably a good profit-making business. So if there's any students out there that are still young and listening to Frank from Canada, just get a course. Because once you're in it, I mean, like, sometimes I'm surprised at how our rating is in our class because the appliance is pretty boring. I mean, like, learning how to this and that and that and that. However, class and students, I am telling you, when you're out there in the field, it will probably be, for me anyway, one of the greatest jobs. It's so rewarding. You fix something, the customer's happy, and you get paid for it.
Yeah. Frank, I think you're talking about career day. You're talking about career day?
Career day, yeah. We had career days.
You know, it's interesting you say that because I got a call from a county school district in Virginia. And they said, Mr. Finelli, we have a career day coming up in a couple of weeks. We'd like you to talk about computers and the field of computers. And I said, okay, what do you need from me? They said, well, just talk about, you know, the business and what it's like. And so I said, okay. So I showed up, and I went into a classroom. And they had some medical professionals, nurses, doctors, lawyers, every profession you could think of. And I was the guy who would be talking about computers. And then they put me in this classroom along with all, you know, separate classrooms for each one of our subjects. And there's so many students, they said, we'll have to go into the gymnasium. Now, I'm not kidding about this. And let me address this and what the students thought, which relates to what Frank was talking about. And there's a misconception. There's a misconception about what professions
actually do. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Frank McChake comes with us. And class is a 5-minute university lesson. And what we're going to be talking about for the next couple of minutes. And then we'll get into appliance repair. So I was invited to this career day at high school around 1994. That was 30 years ago. And they put me in this room, and the students started coming in, and the teacher who was escorting me in, the host for me, said, we're going to have to go to another room. So she said, follow me. So the whole group and I followed her into the gymnasium, and she had the students sit. There were so many students that wanted to learn about computer technology and as a career that we would not fit in a classroom. And so we were by far the largest group talking about careers in computer technology. I mean, it dwarfed every other profession that was discussing careers that day. And I was kind of taken aback, and I was not prepared on purpose. And, you know, I'm always prepared. But I did not prepare to talk to these students because I said to them, I'll tell you what, I'm not prepared. And they thought, really? Here's a guy that we followed to the gymnasium. He's not prepared. He doesn't know what he's talking about. So I said, I'll tell you what I'll do. I've got this yellow pad, and I'm going to write down your question. So we'll just take a couple minutes, and you tell me what you want me to tell you, what you want to learn about. And I'll build that presentation right here, right now, based on what you want to know. And the first question, I was stunned, Frank. It was, how much money can I make? Okay. And then the other questions, you know, were some technology questions and what the lifestyle is like and those kinds of things. So the first thing I said was, okay, how much can I make? And I wrote these questions down, and then right then and there, I built the presentation. I said, well, let's start with the first one. How much can I make? How much do you think you can make? And the numbers were like 100,000. Now, this is 1994, 100,000. I said, forget it right now. It's not going to happen. No one is going to hire you and pay you without you being an absolute whiz at computer technology. No one is going to pay you $100,000 a year, not even in New York City. You really have to know the trade, the skills. You have to have a knowledge base that's second to none to make that kind of income. It's not going to happen. And so I burst their bubble right there. And then I talked about living in New York City. And I said, so if you did live in New York City and you did earn $100,000 a year, it would cost you more than that for food and the apartment. So forget it. But then we talked about the lifestyle. And we talked about find something that you really love doing. Really love it. You're passionate about it. It's your hobby. You can't get enough of it. And you turn that into your avocation. You turn that into a business. And then you will be successful because you're passionate about it. And you will never work a day in your life because you're having fun all the time. And that's what Frank does. And that's what I do. And that's what the other instructors here at USA Prepares do, those of us who are entrepreneurs. Any comments about that, Frank?
No, what you just said is quite correct, and the passion to do something. I remember when I did decide in a young age that I wanted to be an appliance repair person. I went to a local shop and I asked them if I could volunteer my time and just kind of walk or run around with the technicians or do anything that they may need in the shop and so on and so forth. And it was like, when I start taking a machine apart, Vince, I felt like I was in heaven. And I said, this is where I want to go. And I took the next step. And, of course, I went to school and so on and so forth. And a number of years there actually taught at the same college that I took the course on. But, see, it's that passion thing. And money was not in my brain. I just wanted to have something that I loved doing. And so that's,
yes, that's it in a nutshell, class.
Mm-hmm.
So for those people who are trying to figure out what they want to do, just simply whatever you like doing, turn that into a business. Then the tax deductions follow, and you'll really have a wonderful life because you'll be doing exactly what you want as compared to pretty much everybody else who does what they're told to do. Now, I don't think there's a single instructor, not one of us, including Dr. Norm Shealy, who takes direction very well. None of us take direction very well. I mean, can you imagine going to work and the boss saying, do this, do that? Hurt? No, faster, more. Are you kidding? Why'd you? You made a lot of mistakes, and you get beat up, right? So you get beat up by the boss. You end up hating your job, but you do it 5 days a week. That's nuts. That's absolutely nuts. Okay, so, and Frank, you mentioned appliance repair could be kind of boring. I don't think so, because when that customer has a freezer that just quit, it's chaos.
No, I'm going to clarify.
It's a crisis.
Learning how to
it's a crisis.
In class. When we come back, I'll tell you a little bit more about my story when I was in college.
Cool. Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds great. So when a customer has a refrigerator or freezer that quits and the meat's defrosting, it's a crisis that you are there to solve. So I don't think it's boring at all. I think it's pretty exciting. Class will be right back. We'll be talking about some things that Frank has done, things that I've done, and we'll be talking about cold controls as well.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.